Thank you for tuning in to Investment Insight, presented by McKay Wealth Advisory. My name is Hayden Proffitt. Joining us today, we have Brent McKay. Brent, a little bit of a correlation between consumer sentiment and stocks. Can you hit on that?
Right. So historically, investors look at consumer sentiment, that when people felt good, when the, you know, when they had a good job, when they're making money, they tend to spend more money. And when they tend to spend more money, the stock market tends to do better, because so much of our economy is consumer-driven and sentiment-related. When people start feeling bad, it usually reflects with how they save or spend money. And so we've seen a big change in that since 2020. Since when COVID hit, in the last 5-6 years, consumers have said, they've said they don't feel good, but they still go spend money. It is a very weird thing. You know, in the initial stages of COVID, we saw where people really saved a lot of money. Then when COVID started kind of getting towards the end of that first year, all of a sudden people in 21 started just spending money like crazy. But they said, you remember COVID? Remember how bad that was? And they still were
writing checks.
Writing checks and spending money. And so what's very interesting is, historically, people have used that data, how people feel, and they've used that to indicate how the economy, how the stock market was doing. And for the last 6 years or so, it hasn't worked. And so we're seeing a change, and some of it could be related to artificial intelligence, where people are, you know, really investing in that market, and that market does well no matter what the sentiment is, because people look at that as a future way to improve productivity of the country. Is, hey, if we have artificial intelligence school, skills and tools, that's going to help, you know, people make more money, companies make more money. But you also see a rise of things like Singles Day, this idea that, hey, you know, I'm going to celebrate not being in a relationship by buying something for myself that if I had a girlfriend or a boyfriend, they would have bought for me. And so we kind of wonder as investors is, you know, maybe a lot of these data points aren't as relevant as they've been in the past, because people are spending money just because. You know, and of course, with the invention of credit cards and these other things, it is just so much easier to spend money now than it was 40, 50 years ago.
Right. Well, thanks for talking to us about this today and how we can see that correlation between consumer sentiment and stock prices, or just general spending in the economy.
Yeah, absolutely.
Thanks for talking to us. Thank you for tuning in today. Hope you have a great day.